Here's a thought about picture frames in 2022. Would any of you protest the statement that we live in a fast-paced world these days? In a society in which news cycles last hours, in which movie stars have a career that spans a few years, and that photographs are viewed in social media with a swipe left as fast as you can do it, would any of you deny that we live in a fast-paced society? Whether we like it or not, that is the society that we live in 2022. And that has me thinking about picture frames. For my entire photographic life, picture frames has been the destination of so many photographs. You complete the photograph, you mat it, you frame it, you put it on the wall. And then what happens? Well, unless I'm totally the odd man out in this, what happens once you put the picture in the frame and hang it on the wall is it stays there for a year or two or five. And is sort of the exact opposite of the fast-paced society in which we live. Now, that can be a great thing because it's resisting social media and the fast-paced image-viewing culture, or it can be so completely out of step with current trends, with current sensibilities, with our current way of consuming artwork. So two ideas occur, obviously. One is develop your frames in such a way that you can easily swap out images. Bruce Barnbaum does this. He has a standard size frame and a standard size window cut, and he can easily just pop in a new image. And he does so on a regular basis. Every time I go to his house, I see new images, and it's wonderful. The other alternative, of course, is a digital frame, where you can show not artifacts, but at least images, or maybe even on your television set if it has the ability to play a slideshow. Both of these have advantages and, of course, disadvantages. But in either alternative, it's better than putting a picture in a frame and leaving it there for years, because very quickly it just merges into the background and functionally might as well not exist because no one's looking at it, not even you if it's in your home, because it just becomes sort of the background. So is the entire idea of a picture frame sort of anachronistic in 2022? And should we put some serious thought into alternative ways of displaying our photographs or even our artifacts, the prints that we make? For the longest time, I've had the ability to put my test prints, if you will, up on my wall attached to a piece of metal with magnets. It's so easy that I can change images without even thinking about it. I can just do it on a daily basis or a weekly basis if I need to. Maybe there's some variation of that idea that could be used to accelerate the exhibition of our prints at least a little bit, assuming that we agree that needs to happen. One way or another, however we choose to deal with this, I think we can't deny the fact that picture frames are a convention that we've adopted from the world of painting, which is now a convention that's a couple of hundred years old, at least. And certainly something as modern as photography might need a new method of presentation that isn't quite so stuck in the past.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.